ABC Radio Australia.
Tuvalu looks to have hit digital gold, signing a new deal for its extremely valuable .tv domain name. Here in Australia, our country's domain is .au, and in New Zealand, it's .nz. Essentially, the letters come from the country's name, and thus Tuvalu is .tv. However, over the last few years, .tv has exploded in popularity thanks to the rise of the streaming site Twitch, because TV is, of course, short for television. Now, Tuvalu already gets about 1/12 of its national income from the web domain. And now, thanks to its popular lettering, that looks set to increase. ABC reporter Anthony Stewart joins me now to explain the deal. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Marla.
First up, why is .tv so valuable?
Yeah, it's a bit of the luck of the draw, Marla. In 1995, Tuvalu was assigned .tv, and that's the worldwide metonym for the broadcast entertainment we know as television, and they've obviously been, you know, taking some cash as a result of that since. It actually grew in value probably in July 2011 when Twitch was established. So Twitch is an online streaming platform that lots of people who play video games stream. They're playing of video games to the world. And when that was established, they chose Twitch.tv. Now more than 100 million people a month watch Twitch. It's owned by Amazon and the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos. So you can see that the value of .tv has increased. There are about 500,000 domains using Twitch, and at $50 a pop, that's $20 or so million a year that the domain register VeriSign collects. Tuvalu takes about $5 million a year through that licensing deal, and it makes up 1/12 of their national gross national income. It's their biggest revenue raiser behind the sale of their fishing rights. And the deal to manage those rights has just been up for grabs since mid-last year, and Tuvalu has just confirmed to me it has sold them to a new company.
I guess then the billion-dollar question is, who will take over management of .tv?
Yeah, so internet behemoth VeriSign has managed the domain for the last 20 years. But as I said, last year that deal expired and Tuvalu went out to the market to find a new partner. The Tuvalu government was actually persuaded to keep the entire process secret. And the bidding process, despite being well-publicised by the country's own ministers in the press, has been invite-only. And there's really only two or three companies in the world that have the capacity to handle a project of this scale. In a statement to me, the Tuvalu Telecommunications Corporation has revealed they're now swapping to another internet giant, and that company is GoDaddy. A lot of people will know GoDaddy because that's where you go to register your own domain name. In a statement, the telecommunications company said, at this stage, GoDaddy Register has been selected as the new registry provider for the .tv. We will be working closely with all interested parties, including VeriSign, as the incumbent provider to ensure a robust and stable transition of the .tv register services to GoDaddy. So GoDaddy has obviously struck a deal with the Tuvalu government to potentially offer them more cash, more control of the .tv domain.
And I think what people would really want to know is, do we actually know how much the Tuvalu government will get from this deal?
Yeah, we do not. They have not confirmed that to me, but we would expect it to be significantly more than the current deal of $5 million a year. And some analysts say potentially up to $10 million a year, which would mean that it would be about 1/6 of Tuvalu's gross national income. In that statement from the Tuvalu Telecommunications Corporation, they seem to indicate they'd struck a much better deal. And I quote, one of the key objectives of the government and the minister, Simon Kofi, was to ensure a new deal was achieved in relation to .tv asset, which ensured that the Tuvalu people received a greater benefit from .tv. And on the basis, the government went to market to ensure that it will play a significantly more active role in the control and direction of .tv. So from that statement, you get the sense that the government has both asserted more control over .tv, and it's pretty clear in my reading that they've secured more cash from GoDaddy to administer the domain every year.
And I guess those who are listening who potentially are gamers themselves or use the website Twitch, will they notice anything? Will anything change?
No, it's really a very sort of high-level process change. So the Register, which is the company that controls it, they just keep the records of who has the domains, who owns them. So all that will be happening is in the background, .tv will be, that data will be migrated from VeriSign to GoDaddy. So realistically, the people who love Twitch and people who have .tv domain names will notice nothing. It'll just go on in the background and you'll still be able to use and access the websites that you love and go to regularly. I think obviously that Twitch.tv will be the big one that that both GoDaddy and VeriSign will need to make sure that there's no problems with that, because that's the probably the biggest cash cow for all of the providers that are involved in this process and the money that goes to Tuvalu.
No doubt it's a story that we will continue to keep looking into. But Anthony, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Marla.
That was reporter Anthony Stewart speaking to me there.